I do a question of the week every week that we put out on YouTube, and the question of the week this week is, where's the proof? Fine. People say, you just got to have faith. And faith is blind and faith doesn't need proof. That's nonsense. That's not biblical. Faith does need proof. Where's the proof? Because if you're going by your feelings, today you might feel great. Tomorrow you might feel awful. Today you might be full of love for Jesus. Tomorrow you might wonder whether he even exists. If you go by your feelings, you are going to be in so much trouble. But where's the proof? And if you're not a Christian, where's the proof? Well, the book of Acts, I remember reading through the book of Acts just as a teenager, just in one go by myself, because I was so plagued with this. What was the message of the New Testament church? And as I read through it, I realized that the message was primarily, the one who was dead is now alive. That's where it often began. Acts 17:31, for example. For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead. When they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some of them sneered, but others said, we want to hear you again on this subject. He has given proof of this to everyone. Where's the proof? The proof to everyone is Jesus rose from the dead. Automatically, a lot of people will sneer. More will be skeptical and say, well, hang on a minute. We want to hear you again about this. Give us the proof. I would argue that there are at least two facts in the essence of Christianity which are demonstrably true. One is G.K. Chesterton's, as G.K. Chesterton pointed out, the sinfulness of all human beings. And the other is that Jesus rose from the dead. I remember a lady who wasn't a Christian, in fact was an atheist, who said, do you really believe that Jesus rose from the dead? And I said, yes. She said, well, that's the question, isn't it? If that's true, everything changes. And I said, yeah, you got it. You understand it better than some Christians. The resurrection is the great proof. Well, how do we know about the resurrection? Well, there are many things. I didn't bring it with me, but I did promise that I would give you, anyone who asked, a copy of Magnificent Obsession, if you really are bothered by this issue, because I do a chapter on that. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 says this, for what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, that's Peter, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also as to one abnormally born. There are 11 recorded instances in the New Testament of Jesus, the risen Jesus, appearing to Mary Magdalene, to the other women at the tomb, to Peter in Jerusalem, to the two on the road to Emmaus, the 10 disciples behind closed doors, all 11, including Thomas after that, the 7 disciples fishing on the Sea of Galilee, the 11 on the mountain in Galilee, and a crowd of 500, Jesus' brother James, and those who watched Jesus ascend into heaven. The point is that Jesus showed himself to them physically. If you really, really want to examine the evidence, then there's a massive book by N.T. Wright on the resurrection, which is quite stunning in that. Paul in Romans 1 says, Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding his son, who as to his earthly life was a descendant of David. That's why we read all that in Luke's gospel, and who through the spirit of holiness was appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. He is Lord, we sang. How do we know? Because Jesus rose from the dead. I'm sure many of you will have seen a dead body. I'm sure none of you have seen a resurrection. And when you do, it changes everything. If you are told something has happened, especially something of such great consequence, you investigate. And if you understand that Jesus rose from the dead, everything changes.